Hello, this is Jenny Eclair, and welcome to another remote-controlled Older and Wider. Very shortly, I'm going to be joined by my comrade, Judith Holder. Who is she? And you know who she is. She's my friend. And we, this week, are bringing you our podcast, courtesy of Ringer, which is another newfangled app that has taken us forever to get our heads around. And may I just apologise at this point for my microphone technique. Weirdly, it's really bad and Judas is really good. And I'm going to blame my house because I live in a very echoey house. And next time I might do it really from underneath the duvet and not just from sitting on top of the bed. Anyway, all we can say is we're sending you all our love and we hope you enjoy this podcast. You know, by the joys and wonders of technology and Daisy having the patience of a saint.
Oh my God.
Judith, I can hear you heavy breathing.
Oh my God. That was like pulling teeth, wasn't it? How long did it take us to get on actually this thing sorted and on talking to each other? About 25 minutes. Have you had from Daisy over the last 2 days screenshots, okay, of what we should do? Like, I've had several. I had one screenshot this morning with her where she circles things like Miss used to do at school, like, this is what you do, press this. Have you had any?
Yeah, of course, yes I have, but can I Daisy scheduled this Ringer call at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock she and I were chatting away and we're going, oh, I wonder where Judith is. And well, then there was a flurry of panicky texts from you. See, I've got two toys with me here. I've got my phone in my hand that we're recording this on, and I've got my iPad so that I could keep an eye on emails and
That was clever. You're one step ahead of me. May I just say, I was doing everything that I was told to do, but possibly I was on the wrong email. But anyway, I promise you I was doing as I was told, but for some reason I wasn't getting on. And so I am the complete dunce.
You're the loser on Ringer. Now, listen, Judith, there has been photographic evidence this week on social media that you have moved into your life-size Wendy house.
I know. Well, you know, joy is the only word that I can, that comes to mind, that describes, Jenny, that describes the feeling when I go into that summer house. I don't like to say that too much, but a little bit. Joy, just joy. I've got a little painting corner. Yes, that I sent a photograph of yesterday to the Instagram lot.
Yes, because of course, that is live. Of course, our Instagram is live and you're very welcome to join in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, it's marvellous, Jenny, honestly. I'm itching to go in there today and actually start painting. Because how lucky am I? It's just, you know, it's a little corner and I can see the garden. I've got all my toys around me. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
So you've got painting corner. What other zones have you got in there?
I've got painting corner and then I've got dressmaking corner, just which is just another little sort of nook, really. It does mean that I've got a little table where I can keep my sewing machine up. So when I get onto the bunting projects, which, you know, I've got on my list, and I've got a dress to make, I can leave it there. It's like having a big Wendy house. It is like...
That's what I called it. I said it. Your Wendy house. It's a massive fuck-off Wendy house. Yeah.
Did you call it that just then?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said? Yeah. I didn't hear.
Because sometimes we refer to it as the shed. Sometimes we refer to it as the summer house.
Honestly,
it's
Jenny.
It's a very big fuck-off Wendy house.
Oh, it's honestly, do you remember your Wendy house? Did you have a Wendy house in your infant class, in your reception class?
I went to some funny schools, Judith, because of my dad being in the army.
They were abroad, weren't they?
Yeah, I went to a very experimental school in Berlin. We didn't have a Wendy house as such. Yeah, right. I know. And then I went to a really hardcore army school where children got beaten for not eating rotten potatoes.
Oh, my God. So you had the two extremes.
In fact, when you mentioned my primary schools, I felt like wetting myself a bit.
Did you really?
Yeah, slightly.
Because Are you sure it isn't because you've been waiting for me to get connected for so long?
Well, there's that as well. And also because Daisy said in one of her instructions, try and find somewhere in the house where there's the atmosphere is quite dead.
Yeah.
I'm in the bed. Well, the atmosphere is quite dead.
No, but wait, hold on a minute. Slow down. I want to hear about
your Wendy house.
And the
Well, I didn't have one.
So you didn't have one, not even in the experimental one?
No, that was so experimental. You had to imagine you were in a Wendy house. That was just
Really?
That was mega creative. Hey, can I just tell you something, Judith?
Go on. What?
Talking about Wendy houses, and Daisy said to us, try and record this in quite dead space. So do you know what I did this morning? What I experimented with first?
What?
You know, our bedroom's Jeff and I's bedroom is quite a funny shape. And so our curtains, when you close them, there's a gap between the curtain and the wall, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And I tried to make a home studio in that. It's about 2 feet by 4 feet. And I filled it with duvets and pillows.
Oh, my God. And then I went in there.
It was like a panic room, but I did feel panicky in it because it was really claustrophobic. So happy in the Wendy house.
Might have a little plastic kettle. Sorry, I was just, as you said that, I could visualise my Wendy house in my reception class, which was next to the sandpit. And I think I might have monopolised the Wendy house quite a lot thinking about it.
Judy, yes, I can imagine.
I think I might have bought it.
Yeah, I think you probably had a password for people to come in.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's just made me think, because, you know, like, you're not great with passwords. You know, because getting on to this ringer thing, you know, I think maybe you probably peaked with your passwords when you were Queen of the Wendy House and only letting people into the Wendy House.
Absolutely.
With a password.
I think there's so much truth in that. Do you know, I think there was a little ironing board and I think I might have helped.
Judith, you haven't changed. Not at all.
Oh, God. I haven't laughed. I've missed talking to you properly.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm not going anywhere.
Do you realise it's only week three? And it's not even the end of the third week, is it yet? No.
Not quite. No. We're sort of 2.5 weeks in, really. I mean, I think some people thought that we'd be coming out for Easter Sunday, and isn't going to happen. No. So, are you missing company?
Well, in some ways, yes, but in some ways, honestly, no. I'm not. Well, I'm missing the girls, obviously, but I'm not really missing like people dropping by. I've always hated that. Always hated that. What about you?
Well, you know me, I'm very antisocial anyway. But, I mean, indeed. I miss Phoebe terribly.
We
do some FaceTiming and all that kind of thing. And because I know her so well, I can kind of conjure her presence. And if I need her very badly, I go up to her bedroom and touch her things. You know, her old teenage bedroom.
Do
I go and play with her old Polly Pockets. Yeah, because, you know, the Polly Pockets are still up there. I try on some for clothes that I can't get into. No, I don't. I'm not that mad. But, I mean, the sunshine helps. We're getting out. Yes. We do the walks. There was a scare earlier this week that all the parks would be shut because apparently there were too many people in Brockwell Park. But I think everyone's been taught a lesson and everyone's being a bit more sensible now. So they've reopened the park, as far as I know. And Jeff and I, I mean, we're very limited. We're not really, I haven't been out of Camberwell. Do you know what I want to do the most in all the world? And I don't know what you want to do the most. I want to just get on a 176 bus. I want to sit at the front on the top deck. I want to use my over 60s Oyster card. And I want to go over Waterloo Bridge. And I want to look both ways. And then I want to...
Oh, do you?
I want to see all the buildings of the city. I miss the capital. I miss I miss seeing the buildings and the river. I feel very, very trapped. Because Camberwell's like a village. Mm. I mean, you know, we all live in villages in the end.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yes. I mean, I obviously literally live in the village, and it'd be funny enough, we are actually sort of finding little ways of meeting. So for instance, Leslie, who lives next door, I've got a little seat, and she's got one on the other side of the hedge, and there's a tiny little gap in the hedge. I mean, it's quite a thick hedge, so we can't really sort of see each other properly. It's a bit like a kind of, I would imagine, like going to a confessional.
What have you told her, Judith? Yeah. What have you told her?
Well, I have to catch myself, because we're quite similar, Leslie and I, and we have sort of similar anxieties. And if I'm not careful, I do a bit, there's a bit of oversharing, you know, and I think vice versa. So I have got to, I've got to watch that.
Poor bloody Leslie. Are you sitting there with a box of tissues? No. Judith, are you sitting there with a box of tissues offloading onto Leslie?
Yeah, well, a little bit. I mean, I haven't taken the tissues down, but I might as well. I've got my mug of coffee. So that's very nice, you know. And whereas my other two friends, the swimmers, we meet by Liz's primroses, which is not exactly in her front garden, and it's a bit like a sort of having a kind of, you know, behind the bike sheds, isn't it? But she's got this kind of verge and a little stream. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So she's put two chairs out, long distance from each other, kind of megaphoning distance from each other. And we do have, we have a little chats there, but you're not allowed to moan. She's very, very bossy. And she says, you're not, you know, you can't say anything sort of, yeah, you can't worry. You can't bring your worries to that. So my worries go to the hedge with Leslie, yeah, and my sort of sunnier side have to go to the primroses.
Right. Well, we're not doing any mixing. I talk to neighbours, and I talk to strangers, you know, as we pass by. Yeah. And, you know, there's a couple about a bit older than me and Jeff that go out for the, I think it's called the perimeter walk now. That's got a name now, because you're not really allowed to go out of your perimeter. Yeah, the perimeter walk. And they go at the same time, and we sort of go, who looked at us? We're like clockwork, you know, like that. the only time the whole street comes out is on the Thursday night, when everybody comes out at 8 o'clock and bangs some saucepans, and then I cry. Yeah. I always cry at that.
Yeah, me too. It's very stirring, isn't it? I mean, it is, you know, it's just this such a tangible, you know, bringing together and everyone doing something at the same time, which is why I sobbed my heart out at Zoe Ball, you know, because on Radio 2 and the breakfast shows all around Europe, they're playing the same song at the same time, which is a similar thing, isn't it? It's this kind of unification. And it is. It's a good thing, that, a really, really good thing. So I'm not longing to go on a bus at all. I'm not longing to go into Oxford, and I'm certainly not longing really to go into London, but I am longing to go to the sea. I think if I could, you know, if I could get in the car and drive to even Weston-super-Mare and stand on the beach, that's what I want to do.
It's a bit mad, Weston, but I love it. You know, any seaside resort. Oh, do you know St Ives? Yeah. I'd love to be in St Ives. You're not allowed to go anywhere. They don't want us. It's the last thing they want.
Yeah, of course they don't.
Listen, Judith.
Yeah, go on.
How's your beard?
The beard and the moustache. The beard is growing, I think, faster than the moustache, because, I mean, I am weeks longer than I normally go between threading. Some of it's sort of long enough to put some rollers in, actually, now.
What you need? You need a threading zone in your Wendy house.
God, I'd love to be able to thread. I don't know whether you could do it to yourself. You probably can. But I don't know what to do about that, because the waxing strips were just crap.
Yeah.
And, thank God nobody can see me. But you don't have that.
I don't have the beard problem particularly. I'm not a very hairy girl. I did visit the salon, you know, last week.
Oh, did you go to Jeff's?
Yeah, I managed.
Did you go to Jeff's?
I managed to get a cancellation at Jeff's. I said, Jeff. I phoned him, obviously. I said, Jeff, can I? He said, well, you're very fortunate, because there's been a cancellation. A bride has changed her mind. So I can fit you in. And
go on.
But I can't bleach. He said, I'm too busy to bleach.
Did he really?
He said, so I can do your trim. Anyway, so obviously I put because we all know about this, you know, me, you and the gang, we know about Jeff's salon.
Yeah.
We know that it's in my kitchen and Jeff is my partner. But what I forgot, yeah. Judith, was that quite a lot of my Twitter yeah. followers do not know this story because they're not all in the gang.
Oh,
so
no, it's the time they were.
Well, I know, but I put a photo up of my Sean locks on, oh, there's a comedian called Sean Lock, but my, you know, the trimmings of my hair on the kitchen floor, put that up, said, managed to get an appointment at Jeff's salon, hoping to go back next week for a bleach. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got some stick. Because people...
Oh, they thought it was a real salon. Yeah. They thought it was a real... No.
They did.
God,
honestly,
what did they say?
There was, well, how dare you? How dare you in this dangerous days? How is that really social distancing, seeing a hairdresser? Is this really essential, you know, going out? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
I had to issue a disclaimer a couple of times saying, you know, this is my partner that cut my hair in my kitchen.
Oh, oh my God. People do get on their high horse, don't they?
Yeah, there's a bit of high horse getting on. But I don't blame everybody. Ooh, everyone's scared, absolutely. Judith. Everyone's scared.
And yeah, people, they are.
People
yeah,
go yeah, up yeah, and yeah, down. Yeah, yeah. I mean, some days I'm a difficult bitch and some days I'm quite sunshiny.
Yeah, yeah. What's the ratio?
Well, 50-50. I think what I... Listen, what I do is every day I check how much alcohol we have in the house. And if supplies are good,
oh, yeah.
I feel quite buoyant. How's your mental health? You know, you're up and down.
I know. It's not too bad, really. It's not too bad. And then I get sort of, obviously, like everybody, I kind of get... Well, I just catch myself, you know, I'm all right. I've got plenty to do. I've got, you know, the weather's been nice. I've got the garden. I mean, I've got nothing to complain about. I'm on my bike. It's you know, it's great. But then, you know, you just put the news on, don't you? And or it just catches you and you just think, shit, it's really happening, isn't it? I mean, this is not, you know, it's not a Channel 4 drama, as you said last night. Mm. On the old tweety thing. It's actually for real. I mean, we, you know, and then you catch yourself and then you just think, oh my God, how long will it go on for? And I want to see the girls and I'm worried about the girls getting about it. And yeah, I mean, it's, I think I'm explaining that my mental health is,
you know,
it's fragile.
You know, like everything else has gone online. You know, that worry group you were booked into, they haven't put that online, have they?
It's online. They're threatening to. I think that's. But you know, this is the way everything will go, isn't it? Now, because I think that, you know, because the precedent has been set and people have been doing it. Yes, I've already had an email saying, but would I like to do that?
Yeah,
Judith? And you can do that soon.
Do you know what, Judith? I wouldn't worry about it because you'll never be able to log on properly. Everybody else in the group will be logged on, and they'll be going. This worry group is meant to start at 10 a.m., but we're still a member missing. A bit worried about her. We're worried about Judith now.
That's a bit below the belt, yeah, Jenny and Claire. But yes, it's probably true. But do you know what I did today?
Go on.
I don't know whether you've had these emails about sort of art classes online. So the Norfolk School of Painting, no less, that we were booked in to go to. Do you remember?
Yes.
In the previous life with our diaries. It's in June, I think. It's not going to happen, is it? Anyway. So I thought I'd give it a go because they were doing online classes. Martin Kinnear, who runs that. So I clicked on and I thought, well, all right, let's see what this is like. It's fantastic.
Really? What was it? A landscape?
Now, the only problem with it is that, you know, obviously they have to say, oh, I'm just changing the camera now. And I'm just zooming in and all that business. But of course, what occurs to me is how brilliant would it be if you had like proper telly? If it was on proper telly, because, you know, all that stuff is all zhuzhed up, isn't it, with kind of, you know, sort of competitions and all that. What is wrong with just good old-fashioned how-to-do-stuff telly? That's what we need to do. You and I need to start a big art and crafting channel. I think that's what we should do.
This is kind of, you know, another Wendy House fantasy. I think that it's kind of, you know, it would be a lovely, it would be a lovely dream, but, you know, let's just take it day by day at the moment. But what I would suggest that you start with
Go on.
Well, I don't see why you don't hand make the badges for the older and wider. thought I'd just pile some more shit on your head there. But maybe if you could get a badge-making kit.
Badge-making kit.
Yeah. Maybe.
Listen, I want some projects, but I don't want that being a bloody project.
Okay, so if you're not going to badge make, I know you're going. I'm very low on potatoes. No. I'm very jealous about your potatoes. How's your food thing going? Talk to me about food.
Yeah, well, the potatoes they haven't even gone in the earth yet, Jenny. So that's no help. Yes, I'm just getting through a lot of food. I mean, you know, we did a Waitrose shop.
And how was that?
Actually, I think last time, well, it was our version of a big day out to the National Trust. I mean, we talked about it the night before. We had separate lists.
You had what?
We had separate lists. You know, like properly written out.
Did you both go in?
Yeah, well, we both went in. But I don't know whether it's like this where you go, but it's like a Heathrow holding pattern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like so everyone was lined up all around the car park. And they were letting individuals in sooner than couples, you see.
Yeah.
So in the end, we had a trolley each at our separate list. That's what it was just a bit of a shame because obviously it was a day out for us and it couldn't be sort of conspiratorial or chummy. So, yeah, we went in and they were wiping the handles of the trolleys. Did they do that when you went in?
No. No, love. Not in South East London. Nah. Pick a trolley. You never know what you're going to get. Never know what you're going to get on that. But I wear my surgical gloves.
But, yes, oh, I got those as well. Got those and my mask. Might refuse to put the mask on. So we did what we thought was going to be a fortnight shop. I mean, you know, rushed round because you couldn't. The problem is they were stacking the shelves so that, you know, those big cages were in the middle of the bloody aisle. So,
and there's not six feet between you and the shelf stacker.
No.
And it's not their fault.
No, exactly.
But you end up doing a bit of a mad supermarket sweep, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, you'll think, oh my God, sun-dried tomatoes, can't choose which one, quick. Yeah, exactly, I did the same. But actually, what was supposed to be a two-week shop, well, I mean, we need some more now. I don't know what's happening, we're just getting through so much of it. Tell me about yours. How did you get on?
I found it very frightening. I had nightmares about it all night because I decided when I was going to go because I help out a neighbour who's lost her husband to corona. I only go once a week.
Oh, yeah.
But I make myself go.
Yeah.
And normally.
Do you? Why? Why? Because you think, why do you make yourself go? What do you mean?
Well,
because you make yourself go.
Because A, we need some food and I want to help her a bit and I don't want her having to go out. So, I've only been twice since lockdown. I did a Marks once and then I did my local Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
You know, I've not got that much choice. So I can either do a Marks or a Sainsbury's. I haven't got a Waitrose locally.
Right.
So,
I
went to, Jeff took me down because I was getting heavies and he sat in the car because he's more vulnerable than I am. And honestly, what struck me was a bit like a funeral march getting in there. It was so slow. It was kind of. And I didn't have my headphones and I didn't have any music. And I just sort of kept thinking, this is just mental. And then once I got in, I kind of went completely blank. And I just did this bizarre shop and got loads of stuff in a small trolley. And then kind of keep remembering the things I forgot to get, like potatoes. I mean, I get a little veg box.
You didn't go in with a list.
I did, Judith.
You forgot your list, or you just.
I didn't get it out of my bag. I just went.
I froze. Oh.
It was like an exam. It was like a really bad exam. I just ran at it. And then.
Oh, God, I can imagine.
I bought quite a lot of meat, beef that. You know, we're going to have to eat beef for the next three nights. Just bought loads of beef. Oh God, my colon.
It is a weird, weird situation.
And my bowel testing kit hasn't arrived. And I'm quite glad because I've been eating all this beef.
Oh no. No. Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. Incidentally, we've got quite a lot of emails and one lady does give you a bit of a tip as to how to deal with it.
Oh, what my
cling film, but
oh, When the kit comes. So, yes. For people who don't know what we're talking about, I got an invitation to a bowel screening. Judith told a very funny story about leaving her kit in the glove compartment of her car. My sister has a special Tupperware that she uses that she keeps on top of her wardrobe. And we got an email from a lady saying cling film. Cling film is the answer. Fortunately, my kit hasn't turned up. So if anyone else has any bright ideas, do let us know. And moving on. So, Miss Judith, I'm quite
Miss Judith.
I'm quite tired now because obviously I haven't had a long conversation with a friend for a long time. You've really taken the wind out of me.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, exhausting, isn't it?
And I need the loo now quite badly.
Okay,
but yes,
before you go, what are you watching on the telly? What's been your sort of telly tip this week?
Well, I mean, we're still really into Succession, you know, this thing that's about the media family.
Yeah.
And we're into season two. And, you know, there's a little bit of dropping off with me because I have started having a dry white wine of an evening. But it's bloody good. I mean, it really is, really, really is good. Loving it, loving it, loving it.
Oh, right. Jeff and I are trying to get into watching good movies again because we've watched a lot of rubbish television, you know, just sort of, or comfort television, not rubbish television, that's not fair, but, you know, things like Mastermind that you can sort of half watch and sort of just, you know, very familiar kind of stuff. So we watched a Hitchcock the other night. We watched North by Northwest, which I've always kind of not fancied because, you know, that very all the famous images of him running through the hayfields. I've always thought, well, I don't like films set in hayfields. Of course, it's not set in a hayfield at all. I've got that completely wrong. It's a great film. And then we've started watching The Good Liar, which is an odd film. It's a more recent film with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. And he's a baddie, really. You know, anyway, it sort of is okay, but there's something rather unbelievable about Helen Mirren's character, and I can't explain it unless you've seen it. But there we go.
Are you going to watch any of the National Theatre things? Because some of my friends are saying that they're watching, you know, they're watching great sort of performances.
I saw, yes.
Are you doing that?
No, I didn't watch One Man, Two Governors because I saw it at the theatre and I enjoyed it, but it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, me too.
But I am earmarking Jane Eyre, the National Theatre's production of Jane Eyre, because I do like I like me a bit of Jane Eyre. That one I probably will watch. Yes, I might take myself to a matinee.
I didn't realise that you had to sort of be there all sitting down at the same time. I thought it was just downloaded. So it's a so it's kind of streamed, is it?
I think you can download it. But I'm going to treat myself to a matinee. I'm going to watch it at matinee time.
Very nice.
I'm going to say
get something out of the freezer.
Yeah.
Choc ice. Get one of Jeff's choc ices.
I wouldn't dare. But I have got some popcorn, which I would never dare eat at the National Theatre. Yeah, I might just take my shoes and socks off and do all the things that you're not allowed to do at the National Theatre and watch Jane Eyre.
That sounds really good.
Scratching
I like
my
the sound
bum.
Of that too.
Yes. Did you see the Queen's speech?
Oh, of course I did. Isn't she? I mean, she's absolutely marvellous, isn't she? She is bloody marvellous.
I would have quite liked it if she hadn't done her hair. I think she could have shown solidarity to the people. Because I really wonder what the Queen's hair looks like when it's down, when it's not done.
And actually, you're right. Who will have done it? Because that is a good question. Who will have done her hair and makeup?
Well,
because, like, that wouldn't be allowed, would it?
Well,
that's a really good question.
I think she's got a very small team that, she's quite an elderly woman. You know, she'll need her feet rubbing and she'll need her toenails doing.
Yeah.
I'm terrified
she's probably
about
got a small isolation team.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm worried sick about my mother and what kind of state she's going to be in after 3 months of nobody cutting her
toenails.
Well,
I know. Well, yes, I'm sure. I mean, that all of those everyday things that keep people like your mum going. I mean, it's not possible at all.
It's all very difficult, but
she's
bearing up.
Is she all right?
She's being very funny. Yes, she made a very good joke yesterday.
Good.
Which
go on. What did she do?
I put it on Twitter. It was just basically I phoned her up. She said she's 90. You know, she said, "Well, I wanted to make myself a." spaghetti bolognese, but I haven't got any onions. It was either spaghetti bolognese or shepherd's pie. I haven't got any onions. And I said, well, I've got onions. Yeah. I've got onions here in London. I tell you what, I'll throw you an onion. You know, she lives 200 miles away. I'll throw you an onion. I'm going to throw you an onion, Mark. And hopefully, with any luck, it'll land in your front garden. And then I pretended I was throwing her an onion. I said, have you got it?
Yeah.
She said, no, a dog got it. She pretended it had landed in her garden and a dog had run off with it. And
oh,
and we had a laugh.
She's clever.
We had a laugh.
Oh.
Anyway, there we go. Yeah. Now, we've had some lovely emails, apparently, Judy.
We have had some. Yeah, we've had some great emails. So now, listen, Rachel Bowles is married to another Jeff. And she also wakes him up in the middle of the night to tell him to put the audiobook on. So you've both married to somebody called Jeff and you both wake them up in the middle of the night to say, get the put the audiobook on.
Well, maybe when this is all over, we should swap.
Yes. Well, interesting idea, although I haven't seen a picture of the other Jeff. Then there's Helen Prange, who says, three cheers for Daisy for keeping, as she puts it, the old gals podcast going. And absolutely,
well,
three
done,
cheers
Daisy.
For Daisy.
Yes, yes.
Well done, Daisy. Okay, so, and then we asked people last week what people were doing in lockdown that they don't normally do. Belinda Bond has bought herself a doll's house and furniture inspired by me and my summer house and has sent photographs of her new doll's house.
Oh, my God, Judith. Mm. Oh, my God. I can see a whole new world opening up in another corner
me
of
too.
Your Wendy house. I tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh
that's
God,
a great
you're right.
idea. Oh, you could
Isn't
really
it?
Kit a doll's house out, couldn't you, in lockdown? 3 months of home decorating.
Oh. Oh, wouldn't be long enough. I'd never come back.
Oh, well, good luck with that. That's a brilliant idea.
Darren Holes. We've got quite a few blokes who listen.
Oh, we're very
from
welcome.
Brighton, yes, answered in one word, which was wine.
Yes.
And he says he's come up with a lot of hilarious descriptions of the wine, such as he puts it, hints of dental floss mixed with regret from a heavy night out.
Oh, well, it just sounds like he got pissed. He just got pissed, didn't he? He's just getting pissed.
It?
That's what he's doing. Yeah.
And then just actually the last one, Anne Simpson in Melbourne thinks that the answer to social distancing is to bring back the crinoline.
What's a sensible idea.
What a brilliant idea.
Very sensible.
Isn't it a brilliant idea?
Yeah. The farthingale.
That's what we need to put around Sainsbury's.
Yeah. You could set up another corner. If only a massive fucking crinoline. I tell you. Oh, how lovely. Well, we send our love to you in Melbourne.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we want them to send us some more things that they're doing, don't we, really, in lockdown.
Just get in touch with us.
And get in touch, yeah, absolutely. No, it'd be great to hear from the gang. And it's now I'm frantically trying to find the bloody email address again. What is it? olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
I think you've got it. Listen, I'm now exhausted.
Finally got it.
I'm now exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
Judith.
Me too.
I might have to have a pre-lunch nap while Daisy stitches all this together and puts it out.
Oh, don't envy her to you. But no. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, it's really
enjoyed talking.
Really,
to you.
Really nice. I miss the whiff of your packed lunch. I miss you peeling the lid off your Tupperware and seeing what you've got in there. But anyway, Judith, lots and lots of love. Daisy, we're signing off now. And we'll talk again
Toodle
very soon. Okay, take care, everyone.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.